So yesterday we talked about Mike Florio writing that the alt uniforms going back to the Super Bowl era uniforms, the championship uniforms, was essentially going to be the first step towards bringing the old name back. I suggested yesterday that a guy like Florio, first of all, you know, over the years, wasn't a Redskins fan, wasn't a fan of the name, very much part of that group that was trying to get the team to get rid of the name and bury it for good. You know, he couldn't stand Dan Snyder. Nobody could in media. You know, a lot of different things over the years that were just dead-ass wrong. I mean, the whole idea that Washington was all in on Lamar Jackson in the summer or the offseason of 2023 was just so absurd. Dan wasn't going to lay out a nickel in the process of selling the team, let alone, you know, $100+ million with a lot of it in escrow before he sold the team. That was obvious to anybody that was following it. But, you know, I kind of feel like what we were getting from Florio was, you know, this attempt, and you'll get some of this, you know, the throwback uniforms, going back to the uniforms, even though all of us have kind of known that it was coming for a while, especially if you listen to this show, that, you know, it was going to conjure up memories of the Redskins. And, you know, I saw an editorial or, you know, an opinion piece in the Washington Times from somebody who heads an Indian reservation saying it's time to bring the name back. And you're going to get a lot of that. You're going to get a lot of the people that think, oh, Trump can make this happen. I hope it happens. Anybody that can make it happen gets involved and makes it happen. I just don't think it will. In fact, I'd bet a lot of money that it won't. Not in my lifetime, or certainly not in, you know, any kind of foreseeable future. I don't think it's ever coming back. As I've said many times, the problem is not whether or not the team and teams and the team's limited partners and managing partner, Josh Harris, want the old name back. It's the league. It's the $26 billion worth of NFL partners and how they have felt for many, many, many years about the name. They didn't do anything about it until FedEx did something about it, and then everybody kind of jumped on board, but they had to deal with it. The league had to deal with it. The networks had to deal with it, and it was just an annoyance, you know, and many of those people believed that it was wrong, you know, and didn't care to kind of jump in to the actual debate and the substance and the facts about the name and who supported it and who didn't and what Native Americans thought, etc. They're just not going back to that. They're not going to risk these long-standing and very, very significant revenue-generating relationships. And, you know, the league doesn't want to have to deal with it. They had to deal with it all the time. And sure, it was, you know, up and down. Some years it was a very hot topic, and other years it would die down. 2016, that poll in the Post really silenced it for a while. If it were still here, there wouldn't be any threat of it going away. Not in 2025. But it's not here. And the, you know, pushback from $26 billion worth of league partners to it coming back is going to prevent it from ever coming back, even if current ownership would like to do it. Because trust me, they understand that the number one needle mover, and by the way, by extension, the number one revenue generator, revenue increaser, would be to go back to the old name and damn all the people on the outside that would, you know, have an issue with it. They just don't have that ability to do it. They're not, you know, able to make unilateral decisions. There are league bylaws. They're one of 32. All of that stuff has to be cleared through the league. All of the branding stuff does. A lot of attention off of the Florio column yesterday, and a lot of belief that, oh, maybe, you know, he knows something, or maybe this move to the old uniforms is something. No, I think personally it's just this is what we can do, and we want to do this, and we want to tie back into our past. But Florio was on with the Junkies this morning, and there were a couple of sound bites that I wanted you to hear. This first one, you can just play it because he's basically essentially trying to get out ahead of things where he sees them going. Here's what he said.
What's the quote that Michael Scott used that was from Wayne Gretzky? No, that wasn't that quote. His quote, that was the you miss every shot you take or some crap like that. The other Gretzky yes. quote is you don't skate to where the puck is, you skate to where the puck's going to go.
All right.
And ever since Josh Harris bought the team, remember when he bought the team, he used the old name like three times mm-hmm. the first day. Mm-hmm. And Magic Johnson tweeted it. And there was a flurry of reporting and questions posed to the team. Hey, are you setting up a return of the old name? No. Harumph. No. And then Dan Quinn shows up at that press conference last May with the non-licensed shirt that had the two feathers mm-hmm. on it. And, no. And when you look at what's going on and you broaden the lens, they're trying to get that stadium built. They're trying to get D.C. Council to move forward. There has been reporting, and I think Phil Mendelson, the D.C. Council chair, has said he's heard talk that they may run to the president and get the president to help break this logjam so they can get the thing open in time to try to host the Women's World Cup and the Rugby World Cup, yada, yada. And you got the president saying, I never would have changed the name. Mm-hmm. And then these uniforms land, which look exactly like the old uniforms. And almost every image I saw of the new uniform has the helmet positioned at an angle where you can't see the logo on the side. And it looks like you're looking at 1985 Washington football. And then that video, and I missed the video when it came out, but when I saw that video early yesterday morning as I was doom scrolling, I couldn't believe my eyes, because for a team that has completely shied away from any imagery that uses the old logo, they were all in. They were cannonball in the deep end of the pool. And I just think it's part of this dance of, you know, inching, maybe, oh, no, we have no plans. We're not considering it. Ooh, look at this. Hey, look at that. Oh, well, you know, hey, if the president wants it, and he's going to help us get this stadium built. Well, you know, we got no. I just feel like it's something to watch. And I saw that someone was like, "Oh, I'm trying to muster up opposition." I don't care. Whatever they do, they do. I don't care about that. But I think it's a fascinating story to monitor because it feels like something's going on.
That's interesting what he just said there at the end, and this is the first time I heard it too, that he doesn't care what they do. He cared very deeply for a long period of time that name not be used anymore, that it was, you know, deeply, deeply offensive and racist, and they need to get rid of it. And he was a big advocate of them getting rid of it. So that's an interesting take at the end. I don't necessarily buy it, but the Michael Scott line is, you know, it was, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And he said, that's what Wayne Gretzky said. But anyway, I don't see Trump even being necessary to getting the city council to vote yes on RFK. I think we're going to get that. I think we're going to get that at some point next month. I certainly hope we get it next month. I hope it doesn't go into September. But I just think that this is more trying to conjure up, you know, something that a lot of the people that have thought for a while, they finally got rid of it. It's gone. Oh, the Commanders, you know, that now it's an organization that is legitimate, the whole thing. He's trying to rile some of those people up, even though he said he was not. You know, I don't know. Other than that, I don't have a lot of reaction to that particular soundbite. it's a nice angle to take, but they've been working on this uniform thing and the logo thing for a while. Like, the logo, by the way, has been in social media, and the league's gone back to not, you know, caring about the name or the logo. The logo's never been an issue, as we all know. We've lived this issue very intimately and closely. We know the logo's never been offensive. It's never been controversial. So the logo, I do think, is a possibility in the next year or two. How it comes back, in what form, I'm not sure. I would prefer it to be on the helmets, at the very least. And I'd prefer a move back to a Washington football team, knowing that Redskins can't happen, even though that would be the ultimate. There's one more soundbite we're going to play, right, Max? It's which one is this?
So this is him kind of saying it's Josh Harris is not Dan Snyder. He kind of argues that the name change was more about Snyder than anything. And he said it'd be foolish to think that the team isn't really monitoring the situation. So here's okay. What Mike Florio said.
Right. But here's the problem, I think, when you look at it from a practical standpoint. And I wish they had never changed it. I wish it just stayed the Redskins. I think it's ridiculous. But whatever. The market spoke. They changed it. They pulled the money. Even if the political winds changed and they got some sort, maybe the scenario you said played out and the president got involved and pressured him and that got him a stadium. If they change, you know, what's going to prevent them 3 or 4 years from now when the political winds change again and then a big, a big advertiser steps up and says, yeah, we're pulling the money. It just makes them too vulnerable. I don't think they want to open themselves up to that.
Well, that's part of the question they're going to have to ask themselves, and what they need to consider if they would ultimately do this is, if you go back to the old name, you just have to tell the world, we don't care what you think. And you can write about it all you want. You can do polls all you want. You can write opinion pieces all you want. You can protest all you want. This is the name of the team.
They do that until they pull the money, Mike. When they pull the money... Well, based on political wins.
Unless the world's different.
Yeah, when they pull the money, then it all goes away.
But there's one very big difference.
Yeah.
Josh Harris is not Dan Snyder. And I think that the stew of factors that led to the decision in July of 2020 to change the name, that was as much, if not more, about Snyder and about the late Fred Smith trying to extricate himself from partnership with Snyder.
I agree.
Because it was the FedEx pressure
right. That
really got that ball rolling. And I think it was Ron Rivera as well who was pushing and pushing and pushing. But that's all part of this. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm just saying there's enough of a flirtation with it that it would be foolish to think a multi-billion dollar organization isn't at some level monitoring the reaction and factoring it in to future decisions. And, you know, maybe they just bring back the logo and not the name. Maybe they bring back the logo for a certain period of time, and let's see how permanent the current political change in the winds will last. And maybe at some point the name does come back, or maybe it just comes back on the legacy weekend. I don't know. I just think that, I know. The idea that the door is slammed shut on the old name, which is kind of what I thought they were doing, that's done. Because when those uniforms landed this week, they did everything but bring back the old name and the old logo. So, and they kind of know what they're doing. They kind of have that, you know, that glint in the eye as they do it. They know, and the fans know.
God, I wish he were right about that last point, but I don't agree with him at all on that last point. I wish, though, so much, as he was saying it, I wish that it were true. But they have talked about bringing back, you know, and tying back to the past with, at the same time, being very adamant that the old name's not coming back. You know, he said something that, you know, this was more about Snyder than anything else. The actual loss of the name was about Dan. It was about the way Dan treated his minority shareholders, one specifically, Fred Smith, the founder and the chairman of Federal Express, not only a massive Washington partner, but a massive NFL partner. That's true. What isn't true is that the name for years upon years was protested because of Dan. That's not true. It was protested because of what the name is defined by in dictionaries and how that created a massive group of people who became offended or became, conveniently in the business of being offended. That had nothing to do with Dan. The name was being protested long before Dan. But the actual loss of it, he's right. Dan's lack of, human, treatment of even his minority shareholders, decency, got to the point where everybody hated him. And when they stopped getting updates and they stopped getting dividends and they started to not trust him, they went after him. Dwight Schar went after him by working with that Indian-based media internet company to create that incredible series of internet fabrications about him being tied to Epstein and drug trafficking and drug parties and sex parties and the whole thing. And Fred Smith went for the jugular. He went for the name. And Fred Smith couldn't have cared less about the name for the first 20 years of being an owner. In fact, he wanted to take a majority of the team at various points and wouldn't have changed the name on his own. But Dan brought it all on himself. The change, the pulling of the name in the summer of 2020, the root cause of that. And when Fred Smith passed away, remember, a few weeks ago, we talked about this. He actually went for the jugular and buried it, but it was because of Dan's treatment of Fred Smith and Federal Express and his minority shareholders. But the name was not protested for all of those years because of a dislike for Dan, and they'll treat it better because Josh Harris owns the team. No. If the name comes back, all of those people will resurface, and maybe it'll be quieter during periods like now, and it'll be much louder during periods which are more progressively dominated. The team can tell everybody to shut up and sit down like they did for many years, but they'd be more effective. Dan would have been more effective if he had been less antagonistic and been more proactive, working with all of those Indian reservations, getting them on board in a major way, helping, repair and fund and resuscitate some of those places that are so downtrodden with drugs and alcohol and so many other issues. Dan would have been much better off treating, the people that could impact something like this much better, like Fred Smith. But he was not very strategic, ever. He was super impulsive. And then became a bit desperate as the fans started to leave and revenues, other than media revenues, started to drop. Anyway, it's going to be an interesting thing to follow. Right now, what we do know is we do know that ownership, maybe a little bit late, maybe not fully complete because we'd like the logo and some of you would like a feather hanging off the W or whatever, but they gave us something that we believe is going to be permanent that will at least not completely connect many back to the, there are many that have been out, back to the team, but at least when they use and wear those threads in three games this year and hopefully 17 the year after, it's going to feel like we're watching the old team. All right. When we come back, speaking of kind of teams and revenues, sports empires, not teams, but owners and groups who own multiple teams are now referred to as sports empires. Mike Ozanian from CNBC wrote about that and created a top 20 list, and two of those empires are run by two of our owners in town. You'll hear my conversation with him next.